This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we got John Heyman coming on with us, Kevin, to discuss a little bit about what the Rangers are doing. And coming up here at noon, Kevin, I have a story about a time that I met a Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning coach and had an opportunity to have a very in-depth discussion. How do you think it went with me and Jimmy Johnson, Kevin?
Poorly.
All right, but right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Is it Corey?
That's what it says on my run sheet.
Well, I think you need to check your run sheet again. This is a special time, Corey. It's playoff porridge time. Thank you very much.
We could do that at 120.
Oh, we will. All things are playoff porridge right now.
Oh, really?
All of them!
Even if they're not in the playoffs?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Look, we'll mix it all together. It'll be magical. And I start you with... What game do you want to start with? You can pick any game.
The worst game of the weekend, Niners-Vikings.
The 49ers and Vikings game. Richard Sherman recorded his fourth interception of the season, including the playoffs.
You said he was done.
Oh, I was so wrong about that. In the 49ers win over the Vikings. Since being drafted in the fifth round of the 2011 NFL Draft, Richard Sherman, with 38 interceptions, has 8 more interceptions than any player in the NFL.
Right, like current player?
Correct. In that span.
What about the history of the NFL?
Kevin? No. There's been a lot of interceptions. Eugene Lockhart had like 13 in a single season, so we got a ways to go. Michael Thomas decided to weigh in on that game. He said, y'all talked all that poop emoji. I don't think anyone got more than one catch in that game. I had 7 with a broken hand. I don't want to hear it. Now, I will argue that these things are all related together. The Vikings were terrible offensively, so right after they lost, the Browns hired offensive coordinator for the Vikings, Kevin Stefanski.
All right.
My favorite thing I saw on social media all weekend is the first 2 comments under that. First comment, did they not see the Vikings 49ers game? Second comment, yeah, bro, that's what clinched the decision for them. I could not stop laughing at the idea that they saw how crappy it went and they're like, that's the guy. We're hiring him.
I'm very interested in what's going on there because right now the Vikings are looking to have continuity at the offensive coordinator position for Kirk Cousins. Kevin, I know that this name's popped up to replace DeFilippo in Jacksonville. Could it pop up to replace the Vikings offensive coordinator? Could Jason Garrett take Kirk Cousins to the mediocrity that he...
Kirk Cousins is like, yeah, you make that hire right now. If it weren't for the playoffs, everyone would still think I'm mediocre. And Garrett's like, oh, hold my sweet tea or whatever. So... let's go to, surely we would agree, the biggest upset of the weekend. The Tennessee Titans defeating the Baltimore Ravens. Tennessee Titans were 10-point underdogs. And a representative for Superbook at Westgate in Las Vegas said it was our biggest football win of the season for 2 different reasons. First of all, people were pounding the Ravens as 10-point favorites, and they were also pounding the over, which was 47.5. 28-12 means not only did the Ravens obviously not cover, they also hit the under. So Las Vegas, they made a killing on this game. But let's get you to the thing that you need to know the most about. This game was amazing for Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans as they move on to the AFC Championship game. But what if I told you winning this game was another step into disaster town?
Oh, no.
For Mike Vrabel.
Nobody needs to go to disaster town.
Well, tell me if you think Mike Vrabel is heading to that because of the greatest audio that you will hear all day. Go.
You got ink?
No.
No ink.
You got anything?
None.
Would you ever get a tattoo?
Nope. Way past that.
If we win a Super Bowl and I'm playing for you still, will you get my name tattooed in your body?
Your name? No.
What would you do? Matt Neely said he would cut off his
for a Super Bowl.
For a Uno Super Bowl. And I said, and I have no problem saying no.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh. Been married 20 years. Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player, I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
Would you? If
you won't, you won't, if you need, came it. Home, you won't need it.
If you came home holding a bag of ice and Jen was like, oh, honey, what'd you do?
She'd be like, I thought you already got fixed.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
I had to cut my off, honey. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, eh, all right.
Would she
be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, do you want me to do it? Do you want to do it now?
Don't get Mike married, Vrabel. Kids. Now two victories away from probably not, but potentially, you know how the internet works, people wanting him to
you
cut off his junk.
You think he's
going to
get peer pressured into that?
Yes, I do.
Would you cut your d*** for a Super Bowl?
Have you ever seen the way the internet works? Of course they're going to peer pressure him into that.
That is
what I want to be the lead segment on the show tomorrow. Would you?
No.
To be
no.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish the question. To be a player that won the Super Bowl for the Cowboys.
Would I cut that off?
Would I get to keep it for like a while after so I could enjoy?
Yeah, in a bag of ice until Antonio Brown came by to pick it up and throw it at his girlfriend.
What about part of it? Like, can I keep most of it?
No.
What? I'd be all right with getting rid of part of it, but I want to be, like Shippy said, I want to be able to be like, hey, I just won Super Bowl. Let's party now. And I don't want to party without that thing.
Yeah, you can't party without it.
No. Some people might be able to. Not me. I'm sorry. This got out of hand in the middle of as you're eating your lunch, everybody. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
You didn't have to worry about it getting out of hand anymore.
Oh.
Because it's gone.
Yep.
Guys, back to the...
Do you think you'd have that thing where like you feel like it's still there? Like they talk about with...
Yes. Yes, I do.
God, missing limb
syndrome. Yes, phantom limb syndrome. Thank you very much. The Titans are the second team in the Super Bowl era to win a playoff game despite being outgained by at least 200 yards. They got outgained by 230 yards, Corey. The other? The 2009 Saints, who were outgained by 218 yards in the NFC Championship game victory over the Vikings, and they went on to win a Super Bowl. So maybe look out for the Titans to win the Super Bowl. And if you're not sure about that, I take you to unstoppable playoff MVP Ryan Tannehill.
Would you cut your d*** off for a Super Bowl?
He might. You could probably cut his arm off and it would make little difference. In the two Titans victories, Ryan Tannehill has combined for a robust 160 yards passing. I want to say that again. In the two playoff victories combined,
this is
he has 160
terrible.
Yards passing. Only one other quarterback in history has won two straight playoff games with less than 100 yards passing. Can you guess who it is?
You
should guess Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg.
It is not Steve DeBerg.
Oh.
But it's close to that era. Terry Bradshaw. He did
that
so.
That was going to be my guess. You told me to go Steve DeBerg.
He did so in the 1974 AFC Championship game and then in Super Bowl IX. So now Terry Bradshaw and Ryan Tannehill, the only two quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who have won back-to-back playoff games while throwing for less than 100 yards. Huzzah for them.
I want them to win the Super Bowl and him not to throw for 100 yards.
That would be awesome.
That would be so much fun for... The NFL would hate it.
Sure.
The NFL is going to be sitting there going, no, we can't have this happen. Force him to throw the ball somehow. But the Fighting Tannehills would get their name, man.
Well, let's go back to the Fighting Tannehills. Yesterday, before the Chiefs were victorious over the Texans, did you know that Ryan Tannehill by himself had more playoff victories than every other starting quarterback in the history of the Big 12 combined?
I did not.
Here's how the chart went before the season started. Pat Mahomes, 1. Everyone else, 0. Now the chart, as of before yesterday, read Ryan Tannehill, 2. Pat Mahomes, 1.
And then
Mahomes, 1. This is really the battle for Big 12 supremacy. Ryan Tannehill has 2 playoff wins, the A&M alum. Pat Mahomes, the Texas Tech alum, has 2 playoff wins. Every other starting quarterback ever from the Big 12 has 0. That's only because Drew Locke got bumped to the Big 10, I'm guessing, and eventually it'll be his time.
100%.
But 0. So nobody can stop Ryan Tannehill. Unfortunately, somebody did get stopped at the Ravens-Titans game. It was a gentleman who collapsed while walking on the steps of the upper deck. Medical personnel arrived quickly, and he died at the game.
Whoa.
Like, in the middle of the game while trying to walk up the steps. He collapsed and died.
That's one of my fears. That's how I'm going to go.
Would that distract you from, like, watching the game? Because I know you're there to see your team, but somebody's
going on? Yeah, what's going on right here? How? And so I'm probably trying to help, too. CPR, whatever it is I can do. So, yeah, absolutely that's going to distract me.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, Jimmy Johnson makes the Hall of Fame. And you might think this is insane. Is he the greatest Cowboys coach of all time?
I already told you this.
You're going to be in the minority, I think.
Nope.
Although we'll see. 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.